Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance world, our headline news offering, TXF Enviro Veritas series looks at the effects of the coronavirus pandemic on trade and export finance. First in the series was an early stage call to action. The second showed ECAs picking up their activities, and this, the third, looks at more a coordinated response from institutions. On our essentials news offering, the project and export space, following the signing of a 25-year water purchase agreement with Saudi Water Partnership Company for the Yanbu 4 Independent Water Project on the 28th of February, project sponsors ENGIE and MOHA have mandated 5 financial institutions to back the scheme, and syndication is in progress on a €53 million deal to finance Sunco Energy's 83-megawatt solar PV portfolio in Spain. On our third-party news track service in the project and export space, the World Bank has approved $700 million additional financing to help Pakistan generate low-cost renewable energy to provide affordable electricity supply to millions of users. MIGA has issued guarantees to support the operation and maintenance of 6 additional solar power plants in Upper Egypt, and US Exim has authorized $8.2 billion of loan guarantees, export credit insurance and direct loans in support of an estimated $9.1 billion of US exports. Over in the trade finance sphere, insurance intermediary holding company Nexus Group announced that its independent broking arm, Zena Booking Group, has completed the acquisition of the trade credit business of London-based Howden UK Group, and Standard Chartered has been fined £20 million by the UK government's Office of Financial Sanctions Implementation for breaching restrictions on loans to certain Russian financial institutions. And finally, in the commodity finance industry, Glencore's chrome joint venture in South Africa with Mereth Resources has declared force majeure on qualifying contracts after a nationwide lockdown forced operations to shut. Energy and commodity trader Vitol has acquired 100% of Singapore-based bunkering specialist Sinju Tankers Holding, Puma Energy. The Singapore-based fuel retail arm of commodity trader Trafigura has agreed a shareholder restructuring that would reduce the stake of a retired Angolan general to less than 5%. And Toronto-headquartered Nevada Copper, which owns Pumpkin Hollow in Nevada, has closed several previously announced balance sheet strengthening transactions. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.